Well, good morning, everyone. Happy Friday morning to you all. It's a lot of rain we had last night. It's quite intense at times. Starting to feel like summer, starting to feel like June. Had a couple hot days and some late evening thunderstorms. It's kind of summertime. Today's my kid's last day of school is today. So we will be in summer mode. Next week, so I was looking at things for next week. And let me just ask you guys to tell me what your preference is. Next week in our church's community Bible reading plan, we start Colossians. We're doing Colossians Monday through Thursday of next week. And so I thought, well, maybe we could do another crash course, just not Monday through Saturday, 6 days like Ephesians, but just Monday through Thursday, 4 days for the four chapters of Colossians. Or we could continue in the Psalms and do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So what would your preference be as those of you who've been gathering faithfully? Would you prefer to do a crash course Colossians Monday through Thursday? Or would you prefer to do Psalms in the morning, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday of next week? Just let me know. You can comment on Facebook or you can shoot me an email and I'll just sort of, you know, take a pulse of what people think and do that. I'd love to do another crash course, but I also really enjoy these mornings in the Psalms. So it's God's word. I don't know that we can go wrong either way, but anyway, let's dig into Psalm 46 this morning. These Psalms this week, I think, have been very timely and very appropriate to the times in which we live. And Psalm 46 specifically talks about a time of trouble, right? A very present help in trouble. And when the earth is giving way, and in some ways it feels like the world is spinning out of control in 2020. So let's pray and then we'll dig into Psalm 46 together. Heavenly Father, you are the rock and the fortress and the refuge for your people. And so we come to you this morning and we look to you for the hope and the help that we need. And Father, we have nowhere else to go but to you, for you are God Almighty. You are the Lord. You are our Lord and our God and our Father. So we pray that you'd speak to us through your word this morning and write it on our hearts and move us, Father, to greater gratitude and worship in our lives in response to what you teach us this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Psalm 46. To the choir master of the sons of Korah, according to Alamoth, which again is probably the tune. One of the things that always makes me curious when I do the Psalms is what did these sound like, right? It's a song. So not all Psalms say that explicitly. Last time we saw that it was a love song, Psalm 45. This is a song. All right, here we go. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling, Selah. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah. Amen. What a great psalm. What a great comfort and encouragement to us. So God is said to be three things in verse 1 for his people. Refuge, strength, and help. And we might just hear the same thing with all three of these, but they're really three different aspects of the way that God is for us and the way that he is a benefit to us in times of trouble. He's our refuge. This is the idea of a strong tower or a fortress or a cave, someplace where you can run and hide and be safe. We can always run to God. We can always hide in him, and we are always safe in him. He's our strength. He's the one who makes us strong in our spirit and even in our bodies. He's the one who encourages us, puts heart into us, strengthens our courage. And he's a very present help. This means aid, assistance, comfort, a very present help in trouble. And because God is all three of these things, because he's the place where we can run to and hide, because he's the one who strengthens us in our soul, heart, mind, and strength, because he is our help in trouble, because of that, therefore, we will not fear. I do think the media, their business is making us afraid, right? It's not that things aren't bad, because I do think in many ways that, you know, things are bad. Our country is very divided. There's a lot of unrest. There's a lot of concern. Coronavirus is still claiming lives. I think we're up over 105,000, 107,000 plus Americans now who have died of coronavirus, and it's still there, right? We still have deep cultural issues, but we will not fear. We will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. And then we get the Selah. I haven't commented much on the Selahs in our mornings in the Psalms yet. The truth is, we don't know exactly what Selah means. But the most likely explanation is that it was time for a pause, probably a musical interlude, and so a time to stop and think. And they generally mark the clear divisions of the sections within the psalm. So at this point, we're supposed to stop and think about this truth, that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, therefore we will not fear, no matter what happens. No matter what happens, we will not fear because of who God is. Not because of what's happening in the world, but because God never changes. So we continue. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. I think this is an image of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is poured out upon God's people. He's the river of life, the living water. God pours out his Holy Spirit from his throne of grace, and the streams divide out into all the people of God in the church. And so the city of God here is a reference to Jerusalem when Psalm 46 was written, but it's a reference to the church now. God is in the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. This is a reference to the church. And so something we've seen in all three of the Psalms this week, and I didn't necessarily plan this, but they should be causing us to hunger for our regathering in worship this Sunday morning. Because it's the Holy Spirit who pours himself out, who's poured out by the Father and the Son, sent forth to be in the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, in the church, and she shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. And morning is the end of the night. It's the coming of hope. So in a sense, morning is the resurrection of Jesus. So that's why we gather on Sunday morning for gathered worship, is because that's the time of the resurrection of Jesus. And that is the morning when night was turned back because sin and death were decisively defeated in the resurrection of Jesus. And so we can see there the morning dawning, but also there will be a greater morning yet to come when Jesus returns. When Jesus comes again, there will be forever day, right? After that, there will be no more night. So it will be the permanent morning. So there's a real morning at Jesus' resurrection, and then there's a coming permanent, forever perfect morning when Jesus comes again. There will be no more night. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. That's a clear reference to the second coming of Jesus to judgment day. The Lord will come. The Lord Jesus will come. It says the word of God will be like a sharp two-edged sword from his mouth. His voice will be like a trumpet blast. He will speak and the earth will be completely done. But for us, who are the people of God, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. So no matter what else is going on, when that day comes, all the raging of the nations, when that day comes, all the chaos and turmoil and rebelliousness and division and disease and death and uprisings will be done. Done. But because the Lord of hosts is with us and the God of Jacob is our fortress, that's a day of hope for us when we will be with the Lord forever. And again, Selah, stop and think about that. Final section, come, behold the works of the Lord. It's not just when Jesus comes again. It's even now God is at work doing this. But even more so when Jesus comes again, this will be perfected. This is the already but not yet coming of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is here. God is at work now. God is making wars to cease. It reminds me of the time I've been able to spend in Uganda teaching, when I have a group of 30 students and they come from, you know, 8 to 10 different tribes, and several of their tribes are actively at war with each other. But here they are, brothers in Christ, worshiping together, learning God's word, enjoying warm fellowship. God has made their war, their tribal warfare, to cease as he's brought them to himself and to each other. Christians are always supposed to be voices of peace in the world, reconciliation between divided parties. God says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Our call from God is to quiet our hearts before him and anchor our lives, anchor our reality, anchor our existence in who he is. Because he is God. He's the mighty one. He's almighty. He's never changing. He's the rock. He's with us. He's our fortress. And he has said, I will be exalted among the nations and in the earth. That kind of gives us our mission, doesn't it? To go out and take his gospel to the nations. What does our nation need right now? It needs the gospel of Jesus Christ. It needs to know that God is God and that Christ is the Savior. That's what our nation needs. What do we need? We need to remember that. We need to abide in him. All right, a quick New Testament connection. So I was thinking about a connection to the New Testament. I thought of Philippians 4. And I thought about a time of trouble for the Apostle Paul was being in prison. Right? He was in a Roman prison. He was handcuffed, shackled to a Roman soldier 24 hours a day. He was dependent upon his friends, his fellow Christians, to bring him relief and to bring him food and writing supplies and clothing. And so he writes in Philippians 4, I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I speak of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. See, though the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though the earth totter, right, in the uprisings of the world, whatever situation, I have learned to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. That is real contentment, and that is real peace. That's what it looks like to live as God with our, as God as our refuge, right? What does it look like to have truly have God as our refuge? Well, Paul gives us that picture right there. Content in every circumstance, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. He's our strength. Let's pray to him. Father in heaven, we thank you for being our strength, our help, our refuge, our fortress. You are so strong. There is nothing in this world that can touch you or move you or cause you to fear. So we are safe in you. Father, may we hide our hearts, our minds, our lives, our families, our futures, our dreams, our aspirations, our everything in you. Not look to the world. The world is a very poor help in times of trouble. It's afraid and it wants us to be afraid. Our flesh is a very poor help in times of trouble. It is weak and it makes us weak. So may we turn to you. Be our strength, be our help, be our refuge and be our fortress. And may we be still and know that you are God. Father, through your church, would you bring peace to the nations? A peace that calls people to turn from themselves to the living God in faith and hope. Father, you are good, and your love endures forever. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, have a blessed day. I hope to see you on Sunday morning at 10:30 in that back parking lot at Knights of Columbus. There's going to be more information being sent out by email today to the church with directions on how we're going to handle things tomorrow Sunday. But I hope to see you there Sunday morning for worship. And next week, Monday morning, we'll regather for our morning devotional again at 8:30. So have a very blessed day in the Lord today.